American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense studios, the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. As you heard, all of it brought to you by X Insurance. More about that in just a little bit. Before I go to my first guest, I want to read you just some headlines here that I am just loving. I'm loving these. From The Hill, cable news October ratings explode as Fox hits historic lows. New York Times, boycotted, criticized. But Fox News leads the pack in primetime. That's because that's Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, those three, no problem with. Wonder how long before their exodus. Interesting. They were down so bad, they fell embarrassingly below MSDNC and CNN, tanking. Chris Wallace, what he's still doing there? I have no idea. Oh, maybe I do. Maybe the lefty's running it and pulling a Drudge Report over at Fox News, like Chris Wallace and what he's doing. Hard to fathom, right? Here's the deal, Fox News. You lose your base, you lose your core, you're done. You'll go on, you'll be hanging out. You got money back there, but you're going to lose your base. Meanwhile, Newsmax, One American News, and new ones that pop up will begin to explode. Let's go to our guest, David Kodria, today. I'd like to get his commentary on that. David, you know, if you watched any of Fox News election coverage, it was absolutely pitiful. It was pathetic. I sat there scratching my head going, is this Fox? Something's not right here. What do you think?
It's kind of like presenting Meghan McCain on The View as a conservative. And this is controlled opposition. And what happens is, by presenting such people as the voices of conservatism, they relegate people like you and me out to the far extreme. You know, we're just raving, bomb throwing maniacs at this point. And the thing is, every time the so-called moderate conservatives give them an inch, it's not like they're rewarded at the end. They're useful idiots that are discardable, as we can see happening right now with the Democrats that are distancing themselves from the so-called Lincoln Project. All these so-called never-Trumper Republicans that came out swinging for Joe Biden, and there's no gratitude at the end of it. They're useful idiots, they've been used up, and now, you know, if you follow the communist gameplay all the way through to what's happened in history, at some point, useful idiots end up standing by the lime pit.
Well, that's part of it's a word I'm looking for. I'll say plan, I guess, is what it is. But these people think that by helping out, that they're going to somehow wind up in positions of authority afterwards, when in fact, that's where the term useful idiot comes from, because they're idiots for thinking that. They help the establishment get where it's at, and then they get wasted in the process, and the establishment brings in the kings and tyrants, and that's how they rule. It's common communist, common socialist techniques. They've been doing it for decades. And yeah, it's funny how people actually believe, oh, I'm going to look at what I help them do. You know, the Lincoln Project, Bill Kristol, you know, give me a break.
And the thing about Fox News is that it is still a convenient punching bag to use as conservative Fox News, because they still have some voices like Sean Hannity. And to me, the best thing they have going for them is Tucker Carlson. But because of that, they disregard the fact that for years these people paraded Shepard Smith and Juan Williams and people of the left, and yet you take a look at what the far left is really calling for, and they view any mainstream news, including CNN, as corporate news, as part of fascism. So it's kind of like the mobs that are now descending on the homes of Joe Biden supporters. And the guys are pleading, wait a minute, I have a Biden sign. You shouldn't be protesting here. And they're screaming back, don't tell us what we can protest. That's racist. You're a supremacist. Okay, and this is a Biden supporter, so there's no way far left you can go with these folks that is going to be far left enough until you become a raving Bolshevik just like they are.
Yeah, well, they've got enough of them out there. You know, I did some digging into election counts today by precinct in the county that I live in, and was making some comparisons just to see, because Georgia started a hand recount today, which is a great thing. A hand recount. It's going to take them a while, but they are counting every ballot by hand, so we'll see how that changes things up. In the meantime, there are court battles going on. And I looked at some of these recount, you know, in the various precincts, and my county was approximately 70-30 Trump v. Biden. And you see the outlier counties outside of Fulton County are pretty much like that, with the exception of DeKalb and Gwinnett. And then you look at the numbers coming in Fulton County, and you look at where David Perdue is at versus that goofball John Ossoff. What I got to do is, hi, I'm John Ossoff, and I want every Georgian to be safe. David Perdue doesn't care about your safety. I do. I'm John Ossoff, and I approve this message. David, you hear this guy's ads, and you go, what the hell is he talking about? You know, these stupid, where's he even going? But if you look at the numbers, they don't add up. No, I'm not the statistician. But I look at this and I think, wait a minute. There's no possible way that these numbers come in. If that were the case, John Ossoff would be being certified, or at least we'd think he'd be the winner, wouldn't you?
So-called commercial that you just parodied reminds me of a headline now up on Breitbart that says, Pink, Dave Matthews, John Legend, sing for Biden campaign, get out the vote concert. Joe will keep us safe. That's all we need to know. Oh, really? That's
okay.
So
Uncle Joe, 47, 50 years in Washington, D.C. What does that even mean? You know, I don't even know what that means. Even when this goofball tried to get specific, it wasn't specific. You know, it just. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like in Georgia. You mentioned Georgia, and there were some tweets out talking about the Georgia recount and the allegations in Georgia, and Twitter puts in that this is disputed. So this isn't the truth. This is disputed. So you think, oh, well, maybe they have some facts that will tell us why this is disputed. And so you click on the link, this is disputed, and what it says is, well, voter fraud is rare, and AP and Reuters say so. Well, wait a minute. That is a logical fallacy. If you are saying that this tweet is disputed, then you must have some alternate facts, not just some general platitudes that AP and Reuters are somehow the arbiter of what is fair and balanced news. Because you take a look at AP, and they're not news reporters. They are absolutely opinion shapers. When you have directives coming out on their style book saying things like, you have to capitalize white, or you have to capitalize black, but you do not. You leave white in lowercase. Yeah, or you cannot say illegal alien. You have to, you know, say undocumented future Democrat voter or some nonsense like that.
I mean, it is crazy. Now, let me jump back to Fox for just a second, because I'm getting some alerts in here that I set up earlier today about this, and they are utterly hilarious. Now, did you know Bret Baier deleted a tweet over at Fox?
No.
Okay. You know, Bret was terrible Martha McCallum. They were terrible. The two of them were just awful. And I, you know, subsequently watched them attack Newt Gingrich. You know, Bret Baier was attacking Newt Gingrich. And I'm thinking to myself, what network am I watching? And then the phony calls, you know, Arizona, by the way, is still in play. Fox called it within minutes of the polls closing. Yet they sat on Florida. They sat on Texas. They sat on Alaska. Okay. They called Virginia, less than 1% of precincts reporting, like, minutes after the polls closed in Virginia. The arrogance coming off the network desk was just unbelievable. And what that does is that just dissuades voters in other places. It demoralizes. It's just it was all done intentionally. But Bret Baier texts or tweets, join me and at Martha McCallum tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time on Fox News. That's a pretty innocuous tweet, isn't it? I mean, why would you delete that? Join me and Martha McCallum tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time on Fox at Fox News. Well, here are some of the responses he got on the tweet. No way. Newsmax all the way. Somebody else replied, no thanks. Somebody else replied, nope. Somebody else replied, that's a big negative. Somebody else says, nope, done with Fox. Another one said, boycott Fox News, watch OAN Newsmax. Somebody else replied, I'd rather have a vasectomy without anesthesia. Somebody else replied, you've lost this loyal viewer trying to influence. Thousands of them are pouring in. Not a chance are we watching you tonight. Boom. Then Bret Baier deletes the tweet. So the, I guess there's a hashtag up now, Foxit, meaning Brexit. And it is getting some legs.
I hope that people stick to their guns, but when we come back, I'll tell you, I have concerns about Newsmax as well.
Okay, when we come back, we want to hear him. David Kodria with me for the hour today. He's wonderful. We love when we have David on the show. And we're just going to get some good provocative conversation, get some post-election stuff going. Talk about your guns back after this. Don't go away. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Patricia Huff will be joining me from GunBroker.com this coming weekend. We're either going to be live, like we were last time, or we'll tape her segment, depending on her schedule, over the weekend. But GunBroker.com has it going on. You know, some of the best radio is the radio you don't get to hear in between the breaks sometimes. David knows that. Sometimes it's the radio that we talk about before the show. And David Kodry has been with me long enough to know that we don't talk about it prior to the show, because once you let your thoughts out, that randomness tends to fade if you've already discussed it prior to showtime, so we generally don't do that. The reason I'm mentioning that is because I've been teasing with you guys a new MyPillow offer. And I was talking with Greg during the break about it, and I'll tell you about it in the next segment. It's really something. I mean, these guys that I was asked to sit on it, not say anything, but I'm able to release it today, so I'll tell you about it in just a little bit, because I know Mike really well. He's a super guy, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. Tell you that story in just a little bit. David, welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Mike, and all of it brought to you by X Insurance, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing well today. You know, a little tired. I've got leaves coming out like nobody's business. And I know I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. You go, well, why don't you just wait for them all to blow down? And because I have so many trees that they would be over my head around here. And so I have to do them at least once a week. And then the very next day, it looks like I never touched anything.
Yeah, I've been there. I did that this past week as well. Ours are just now starting to come down, and they're coming down in droves. Yeah, I was out there blowing them around, and guess what happens? They blow right back in your face, and you're standing out there looking like an idiot to your neighbors. You know, you're blowing them with this nice, expensive, you know, leaf blower you got. And it's all blowing back in your face, and you're going, I feel like a real idiot, but I'm going to keep doing it because it's fun. And when that gets fun, maybe that's a sign of age. I don't know. But I should point out, too, that you're up in northern Ohio, so you probably had your leaves coming down a little bit longer than we have down here, right?
Yeah, and plus I've been to your place, but you've not been up to mine yet. And when you do, you'll see. I'm just trees all over the place. Okay,
so we've grilled while armed together. With. You and I have grilled while armed together.
Yeah, it is nice in the summertime. All the shade that it provides, but boy, oh boy, I sure pay for it in terms of having to pick up leaves, and also in terms of having to make sure that branches get trimmed off before they destroy my roof.
Yeah, I'm telling you about it. Hey, real quick, back to Fox. Some of these responses were huge. How about no? Done with Fox. I thought this guy said, I'd rather get another vasectomy without anesthesia, sir. Sorry, Brett, you sold out. Fox has jumped the shark. We will not forget. Here's the deal. I'm going to read this. The good folks at Rasmussen, the top pollster of 2016 and 2020 elections, was one of the first to notice the deletion. Rasmussen report said, deleted? Innocuous but infamously ratioed at Bret Baier tweet inviting viewers to watch programming is gone. And this came from Your News, basically a blog, but it's an interesting read. To me, the deletion is just more proof that Fox News is in real trouble and feels besieged. The backlash is so fierce, so grassroots, so overwhelming, Baier is forced to wish cast it all away with the cowardly deletion of a tweet, as though somehow that means it didn't happen. And they go on to say their ratings will likely remain high until the presidential election is resolved. But I'm truly interested to see what happens after. Their ratings were so low, they were down millions of viewers in each segment. I mean, in each rating take, they were down millions of viewers below CNN and MSDNC. And here's the take on that. Fox News has lost its base of support. And when you lose your base of support, you are in very serious trouble, a.k.a. the NFL, the NBA, ESPN, Megyn Kelly, all true statements. And it's astonishing to me that that's the case. It almost seems like they wanted to lose that base so that they could go the direction Drudge Report did, David.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's no secret. As much as they have the reputation for being conservative, Fox News, I mean, even the old man Rupert said that he was going to support Hillary and was really, you know, a never-Trumper himself. And the sons are, you know, basically just might as well put a D after their names. But what concerns me, and we talked about this shortly before we went to break, is that people are going over and saying, well, from now on, I'm going to Newsmax. And my caution there is just be careful before you decide to give loyalty to someone else and make sure they really deserve it. Because what that reminds me of is when Levi, you know, really came out as being absolutely anti-gun, and people go, well, I'm gonna buy Wranglers instead. And Wrangler never did answer my question, what are you guys doing listed as the clothing provider for a Bloomberg anti-gun video? Okay, how come you guys have credits as wardrobe providers for that? And Wrangler never did get back to me on that, and so I have to assume that's something they'd rather not say. And in terms of people saying, well, we'd like to go over to Newsmax, you know, at one time I had a lot of respect for Newsmax. I had a lot of respect for Chris Ruddy, the guy who heads it up, because he did groundbreaking investigation on the Vince Foster death back when he was working with Joe Farah at the Western Journalism Center, and he did a lot of whitewater reporting on Clinton, and yet Clinton came and visited the Newsmax offices, and Ruddy was just gushing all over the guy, and they were gushing all over each other, and he goes, I'm a great admirer of President Clinton. He has not only redefined the post-presidency, but served as an exemplary goodwill ambassador for our country throughout the whole world, and Ruddy also serves on a globalist commission with Henry Kissinger, et cetera, et cetera. So before we start assigning these guys our loyalties as they are the new voices of conservatism, let's check into them a little bit. Let's see what we can document about these guys and wonder, what is it that we're being told, and is this just another marketing opportunity, and how sincere are they really? Because how could you possibly have a gush fest with Bill Clinton?
Gush. Well, you know, you could. It's, I mean, you know, somebody's got a gush fest on me. My wife doesn't. She hasn't in years. I mean, come on. It's, you know, he's a nice guy. He's just a nice guy.
And that is not to create the logical fallacy that says, well, then therefore their news must be wrong, because that's just like I talked about in the last segment about Twitter saying this is disputed and then not providing any real proof. You know, that doesn't say that Newsmax doesn't come out with good reports. They do. I see them.
They do.
I'm just saying let's get to know who our future bed partners are going to be, okay, before
well,
you wake
I
up
will with... say this. Let me be frank with this about Newsmax. I did watch some Newsmax coverage. Here's what happened at my house. I sat there and I was looking forward to seeing the returns come in. And as they began to come in, I started noticing little nuances in the Fox coverage. And I'm talking, because I do media, I noticed voice inflection. I was picking up on these things that was seemed to be, to me, sarcastic in tone that I hadn't heard before from Fox. And it wasn't as much coming from Martha McCallum. I almost felt that she was put on the defensive by Bret Baier, or you know, when they were going back and forth in a particular interview, not on election night, those two specifically, but afterwards, that before that, the Gingrich interview. But I was picking up on that nuance, and I thought, this is very strange. And then, you know, who the guy was in the call center back there was coming. He was very arrogant, his level of arrogance. And I did feel a little bit bad at that moment in time for Bret Baier, as he was calling it, because I could tell they were getting notified. By whom and from whom, I don't know. But I could tell that he was asking the question sincerely, Bret was anyway, how are you coming to these conclusions? I mean, so they were getting hammered. I wasn't the only one noticing their, let's say, mixed up coverage. But when we come back, we're gonna continue. We've got another 30 minutes with David Kodrea. Don't go away. Back right after this.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Here, all of it being brought to you today by X Insurance. This is the longest segment of the show now, so we're going to go back to David. I've got some stuff with my pillow, like I told you, that I want to tell you. It's pretty cool. As if you like bargains, then you'll dig it, because it really is. It's the biggest that he's done. And I was asked not to say anything, and then when I finally saw the copy of what the discounts are over there, I was really surprised, because I'm going to have a lot of I buy a lot of stuff, so it's just going to be Christmas at my house, I know, but that's coming. I'll tell you about that in the next segment. David Kodria, welcome back to the show, brother. The recount in Georgia, the situation in Arizona. Real Clear Politics has pulled back their call in Pennsylvania and Arizona. The court case is going on. Trump ain't going anywhere. The corporate media, the lamestream media, has somehow become, because of their arrogance and their elitism, and I speak like, you know, for example, George Stephanopoulos just epitomizes this arrogance and this elitism. The way he condescendingly talks down to people every time he opens his Clinton satellite radio moment word mouth. But they have nothing to do. There's nowhere in the Constitution that says the media does that can do this. Yet they do it, and they do it with impunity, particularly when they have, you know, they're slobbering all over a Democrat, and both in Biden and Harris. How do you think this is all going to shake out?
It's tough to actually call that one. In terms of Real Clear Politics, they're denying that they actually pulled back, and they're saying they never declared that there were going to be that number for Biden. But this just goes to show you the problem that we're facing right now is that we have no clear way to know who's telling the truth and who's suppressing the truth. And the mainstream media is totally in the tank for Biden having won, even though nothing has officially been declared yet. And you're right, the voting still is going on. There are all kinds of incidents that ought to be concerning to all of us, story after story after story from reputable sources and reputable people, and also story after story from disreputable people that are trying to start us getting talking about things and passing things along that'll make us look like idiots, so then they'll be able to discredit everything we'll say because, oh, you know, this is the guy that was out there saying this and believing this, so how can you trust anything that he says? But I have a little experiment I'd like to ask your listeners, the ones on computers, do right now. Okay, you guys that are listening in on Facebook, go to Google search and type in the words baseless voter fraud claims. Baseless voter fraud claims. And what you're going to see, I'm getting 18,500,000 results at this point, and news source after news source after news source is repeating the mantra, baseless voter fraud claims, to absolutely wash out any investigation and make anyone suggesting otherwise to look like a lunatic. And when you wonder why the talking heads on this channel seem to be saying the exact same thing as the talking heads on this channel, this is how it this gets
is
what, done.
This is how it's done. This is how the narrative is created. Thank you for pointing that out. Let me jump on this because I did that while you were talking. The New Yorker. And those of you who are driving, please don't do that while you're driving. Okay? Please don't. Stop. Pull over. Georgia Republicans turn Trump's baseless claims of voter blank. CNN, fact check. Trump continues to tweet baseless claims of. NBC News, election count fact check. Debunking baseless claims of voter fraud. USA Today, Trump's baseless vote fraud claims boosted by Barr and Justice Department. AP News, states cite smooth election despite Trump's baseless claims. AP fact check. Trump's claims on vaccine election are baseless. On vaccine and election are baseless. GOP election from LA Times. Officials aren't buying Trump's unfounded fraud. Boston.com. That's the Globe. Mass GOP backs baseless election fraud claims. Newsweek, Republicans to Trump on baseless election fraud claims. You see, this is how, David, we talk about how the narrative gets created. You and I have been doing this together for a long time. But we've never really pointed out that's how, because this is how the bullet points are created. If you've ever flipped from network to network to network and heard that idiot George Stephanopoulos say something and then see it on another network and hear it on another network and read it in the New York Times, David, we go back to the days that the gray lady used to be the main source for virtually all network news. You remember those days?
Yes, it called the newspaper of record.
The newspaper
and,
of record.
I have since taken to calling them the news raper of record.
Well, exactly. And what's happened back in the day prior to internet, the New York Times led the way relative to creating those bullet points. And we have to point out, it's fascinating to me. But I ask people this all the time. People say, oh, did you see the news today? Referring to, for example, a New York Times headline. Well, that headline didn't just appear out of thin air and be all of a sudden printed. You had an editorial board who sat down and decided what was going above the fold. And then those human beings decided what headline to put based on a story that a person you've never heard of wrote. And that person got the headline and the New York Times above the fold. And you've never, you know, it could, who knows, pick a name. Robert C. Poonanan. Have you ever heard of the guy? No, but he just wrote a story. And his story, by the way, is opinion. It's not fact, it's opinion. He wrote it with a human being with biases. Yet that story would go out, and that would generally lead ABC, NBC, and CBS News as headlines, those above the fold stories. So that's how they created a narrative back in the day. Now they do it just like you pointed out, David, and this is where the bullet points come from. And that's why it's repetitive, and that's the creation of the narrative itself. Fox is, unfortunately, I believe, falling in line with this, Dave.
And there is a war going on within the New York Times editorial offices as we speak that's parallel to what's happening with the Democrats and the AOC radical factions, mm-hmm. so that there are a substantial number of up-and-coming Young Turks at the New York Times that are trying to squelch and support big tech censorship. Okay, whereas some of the old guard is still thinking, well, you know, we still have to be able to do some essential reporting on this, and they're totally in support of big tech, Twitter, Facebook, censoring any reporting on this, and Mark Zuckerberg now is even under attack. This is a guy whose Facebook disallowed my December 15th post wishing everyone a happy Bill of Rights Day. And they said that violated community standards for some stupid reason. Okay, and now Mark Zuckerberg hasn't gone far enough to suit their tastes.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. And by the way, you just reminded me we're alive. It is Veterans Day today. I've already put that's been up on the social media today, but we didn't mention that at the beginning of the show. But it's Veterans. Thank a veteran today. I had breakfast at Waffle House today, and there was a guy sitting at along the counter. Older guy. And when I pulled my truck up, I saw the tag, disabled veteran tag, an older gentleman with the hat. And I walked over to him and thanked him for his service. I tried to buy him his breakfast and he refused. He wouldn't allow me to buy him breakfast, but I made the attempt. I felt good about that. I also tried to buy a cop Subway sandwich again last week when I went in to pick him some sandwiches for my wife, and he wouldn't let me either. So that's okay. But you ask, offer. Okay. Be nice to him. You're here because of them. This show airs because of those guys and gals. That's why we're here and we're able to talk about this. In a socialist society that AOC plus three, Biden, Harris, and the rest of these lunatic, wacko, communist, Marxist, socialists masquerading as former Democrats, figure that one out, liberals. You can think about what I mean when I say that. You'll eventually get it. What they want is to silence us. They don't want David to be heard. They don't want me to be heard. And David, that's known as a lie of omission, bud. That's a lie of omission. And that's my biggest concern, is not the bullet points that we're getting, but it's the fact that they're all in lockstep with what they're not telling us. And that's what you need to be most concerned about, is that lie of omission. The fact we are never going to get behind the scenes real news again until and unless we see what's happening here. And I really do believe that American capitalism and American ingenuity and entrepreneurialism will fix this problem at some point in the future, and it might start with a T. David Kodrier will be right back with me right after this. Don't go away. following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back indeed. I am drinking Defender Coffee in the studio here today. If you're watching the show, you can see it on my in my Defender mug, the big Defender mug. I like that. It's nice, hefty, and you can put a full, you know, with the extra, the XL cup of coffee in there. David, excuse me for just a minute. I got to talk about my boy over at MyPillow and what he's got going on over there. Let me see if I can pull this up real fast. Because, Dave, this is a true story. But, you know, Mike Lindell actually fit me for a MyPillow. You know, I met him in Minneapolis. And he showed me how to fit for the pillow, and I ordered one, and it was a whole lot better than the one I had ordered before because it's based on how you sleep and weight and all kinds of other things. So I have, you know, I've made it very clear that I love the things, and I do. They don't go flat on me, and I like the fact they can wash them. If you ever tried to wash a pillow, they generally don't come out real well. These ones actually make it out. So if you don't have one, I'm going to tell you this, guys, okay? If you don't have one or you know someone who doesn't, now is the time to get it because we were able to release this. They were teasing this. Check this out. The queen size premium MyPillow, which is regularly $69.98, is now only $29.98. That's $40 off, and the kings are now only $5 more. He's doing this through the holiday season. And now you're getting a low price on them. But I've said before a million times, they make great gifts. I've given these things out for gifts, and I can promise I'm going to do it now because the price is huge on these things. And how do you do it? And I just found this out, so bear with me as I'm looking at this. You go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. You'll see it on there. You've probably already done it. You're not only going to find the offer there and the discounts. It's also including the Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the towel sets, and everything. And just use the promo code AAR. Just go to the MyPillow site, use the promo code AAR in there, and you're going to get that radio deal that he's putting out. It's the biggest deal he's ever done. And the reason I tell you about this is because Mike Lindell has supported me and this broadcast for years. And I cannot thank the man enough. And when I watched him in that Rose Garden press conference, I saw him and he said a brief prayer in the Rose Garden with Donald Trump or for Donald Trump at the White House at a press conference. And he was lambasted. He was shredded by the mainstream media. I vowed, I sent Don and him, and I sent him a text message about it, and I vowed to support him in any way possible, whatever he needed, and he's been absolutely just wonderful for Armed American Radio, and we support him, and he's got these huge deals out there now, so please, please, please take advantage of this stuff. It's great to have a relationship like that with this man. It really is. He's a genuine guy, building products in the U.S., fighting for freedom by supporting programs like this. It's huge. MyPillow.com, use the radio listener square and use the promo code AAR. Would really appreciate it. All right, David, had to say that because I love Mike Lindell. He's such a cool guy. He's offered me business advice, all kinds of things. He's a really nice guy. All right, David, the lie of omission, brother, is the worst thing the press can do. And unfortunately, when you don't know something, David, how do you combat it? Because they're going to make everything you think you know extreme, internet, goofy crap like they're trying to do now, belittling the vote fraud and everything else by creating that narrative. And they're going to make you out to be an extremist. They're going to call you what they've been calling you for years while they're claiming they want to unify the country. I don't think we're in a very good position here, David, at all.
Yeah, I don't particularly believe a man who says that he wants to unite and heal the country and then turns around and says that, oh, by the way, if you don't give up your guns to me, I'm going to make you a federal felon and I'm going to send armed men after you to enforce it and destroy your life and or kill you if you, you know, don't comply and if you resist in any way, shape or form. That is not, to me, a healing and uniting action. But again, I'd like to go back to just what you were talking about before the break when you said that you think that capitalism is somehow going to save us. And I wish I were as optimistic as you are, because to me, capitalism is I have something and you want it and we agree to, you know, mutual terms to where we could make the exchange and we both go away happy, feeling like we profited from the deal. You want the MyPillow, you send in your order, you get it, you're totally happy that you got it, and he's glad that he's got your money, and on we go. What we see here is more or less public-private partnerships, which I call economic fascism, and these media companies and these tech companies are able to impose censorship on behalf of the totalitarian regimes that the regimes themselves would never be able to impose until such time as they don't need to even pay lip service to the Constitution. But right now, you're seeing tremendous pressure come from the private sector, from Silicon Valley, from the media, and you're seeing corporations that are caving to the cancel culture and saying, no, you can't sponsor Tucker Carlson, or we're going to put your name on the enemies list. We're coming into a hole. I just wrote a piece on AmmoLand. Democrat enemies list threatens dissenters with Chi-Com-inspired retaliation. And I'd like to ask all your listeners to go over to AmmoLand and take a look at that and some of my other recent articles, because this is what they're doing. They're setting things up to where anyone who was on Team Trump is going to be retaliated against. They're never going to let you forget it. And that includes people that are right now raising doubts about the results of the election. They want to put you on the hit list, and they want to put you through, forget about cancel culture, the Chinese had a thing called struggle sessions. They'd drag you out of your house and embarrass you, and your neighbors would join in hating you because they were afraid that if they didn't, they would be the next ones.
They would
in
be
the
next. That's absolutely true. They were afraid that they were going to be next. This goes on in North Korea, by the way, all the time, every day. This type of treatment.
We see banks that refuse to do business with gun companies, okay? And yet somehow or other, all of our money goes into bailing them out. All taxpayers are on the hook when we bail these banks out. And I wish that the Republicans, when they had control of things, would have had the guts to do something about that and say you're not allowed to discriminate against legal businesses and be eligible for federal benefits. Because what you see is when you see these corporations that are helping bring all this about in a way that government cannot do and could not do, that's the big concern that we all need to be, all need to be very, very worried about, because that can affect our ability to get a job and to support our families and to secure loans and to do whatever and not have our names smeared and left out forever, because that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, you can't bow down under the pressure from the left. If you cave in, if you give an inch, as we've talked about many times over the years with the gun grabbers, they come back for another inch. They come back for another 6 inches. They come back for another foot, and that leads to miles. Let me clarify what I mean by it when I was coming out of the break. I think you're going to see someone with a lot of money who doesn't need any other corporate input begin to take on that part of the media establishment, maybe by creating another media outlet. Because as far as I'm concerned, as far as conservatism is gone, Fox News is now dead. It's finished. They've lost that base, David. Great program. But I would not be surprised when I said there would be a T on it. Trump Media Group, something like that. Because he's been a victim of the fake news for years. I could actually see him beginning that. You never know. I think something else he's going to do. I may be wrong about this, but I believe you're going to see Trump rallies throughout the Biden presidency, and it's going to be the biggest thorn in that idiot's side for the first 2 years before he's out, if he even survives that long. David Kodria, AmmoLand.com. David, thank you for being here. You've just Googled David Kodria. You'll find him out there. Okay, and I want to thank him for being in there. Maybe we'll see if we can get him back tomorrow, too. You never know. I'll ask him after the show. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I love each and every one of you. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.